In this program, I'm interviewing John Rozum, who is in charge of the commercial exhibit area for the World Dairy Expo. John, what is your title with the organization?
My title is sales manager, and basically I'm responsible for all of the commercial end of the show, all the exhibits, all the sponsorships, basically helping bring all the money in to keep the thing running.
So we have a show coming up here very soon, it seems like. A couple months is going to go by very fast, I know. But as you look at the show, maybe you could first of all tell us a little bit about the makeup of the commercial exhibit area and the types of companies and organizations that will be exhibiting.
This is going to be the biggest World Dairy Expo. I know we like to say that every year, but we've seen some remarkable growth this year. We're a little bit limited by the facility as far as how much space we have, but actually just yesterday I was out remeasuring, trying to find a way to sneak in a couple more rows of booths in the outdoor trade mall. We will have over 675 companies represented this year. They will be from 25 different countries. That includes two new countries this year making their first appearance, Austria and Korea, and we're glad to have them along. It really is a complex show of everything dairy, and that is anything at all that has to do with the everything from the feed and harvesting that feed to produce the milk from those cows, right on up to the milking equipment and transportation. Cutting edge, definitely. But also a lot of old technologies that are still in place in the farms. I like to say that we're the only trade show in the world that proudly shows cloning next to cow magnets, and that's exactly what you'll see here.
When you look at those other countries that are exhibiting coming in here to the United States, what are some of those? What are some of the types of companies that are coming in from these countries?
Boy, you know, that's as mixed bag as anyone else that's exhibiting here. You see a lot of technology coming out of strange places. For example, Poland and other countries, Pakistan, for example, countries where you wouldn't necessarily think of high tech right away, but they're coming in with some very innovative products that they're introducing to the world market. And they've found that it's easier to come to World Dairy Expo to sell to the global dairy industry than to go to a European show and an African show and an Asian show, because representatives from everywhere come to Dairy Expo.
Now, you've got a rather large number of people who go through during the whole show. Can you talk about how many of them are here to looking to the commercial exhibits versus, say, the show ring? I know that you have the two main components of the show, but is there any way to get a flavor for how that splits out somewhat in terms of people who are here looking for new products, new services that they need for their dairy operations?
It's really hard to tell. We do a survey on grounds every year trying to determine what percentage of people are here specifically for commercial exhibits or specifically for the show ring activities. To be honest, it would be impossible to get around the grounds without seeing commercial exhibits. We've got every nook and cranny full of exhibits, and you can't get into the show ring to watch the cattle show without seeing some of those, or get into the barns. Our research has shown that between 75% and 80% of the people that come here say that they are going to, at some point, watch the cattle show. And we know that about 15% to 20% are here for some type of educational seminar, whether that's one of our official seminars or a company-sponsored seminar where they're renting a room. Beyond that, it's really hard to guess. I mean, most people are coming here for multiple things. They're out for, on average, 2.5 days. And they're going to see the commercial exhibits, and they'll probably sit and watch the cattle show for a while, and they'll get through the barns. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got their own priority, but that's the nice thing about Expo. We've got a little bit of everything for them.
Well, these companies that are exhibiting have other ways that they do get involved that you're specifically in charge of, and I understand those are in form of sponsorships of different types of activities. Can you tell us what some of the opportunities these companies have to support the show in other ways besides just their exhibit?
There's a lot. we try and help companies find different ways to use the tools that are available at Expo to reach those producers while they're there. Everything from signage around the grounds to advertising in the catalog or this weblog, for example. But there's a lot of backstage things, too. The seminars that you may not necessarily see right up front. We also have a huge educational component with the youth as far as the National FFA 4-H Intercollegiate Judging Competition and post-secondary. Can't forget that. Those competitions are all held at World Dairy Expo, and those are thanks in big part to those corporate sponsors.
So really, they play a key role in making the show possible even.
Oh, absolutely. World Dairy Expo is a nonprofit organization, and our goal is to, well, basically to break even every year. If we can do that, then we're in good shape, and we know that we can carry on the tradition and keep the show going. But there's a lot of different components and different companies in different industries, different segments of the dairy industry are interested in different things. Obviously, the genetics companies that may have a little bit more interest in the purebred and the show cattle are going to be more interested in the show ring activities. There's a lot of companies that are forage related, the seed, the feed. Those guys are interested a lot of times in getting involved with the forage Super Bowl competition. And with that, we solicit entries from around North America. And it's a little mini show within a show in the arena building.
Since I'm a first-time visitor this year, some of my questions may seem a little odd or what have you. But, for example, with this many people coming and the kinds of companies that are exhibiting, I'm sure they're going to be doing product demonstrations. Or can you talk about what kinds of things people will see in the commercial exhibits themselves besides just a static display? I'm just guessing that there is some more activity than that that does take place.
There's a lot of things that happen that are kept relatively secret right up until the last moment because there are so many companies that use World Dairy Expo as their launching pad for new products. A lot of new things get launched at Expo. So I can't tell you much about some of them, but if a producer keeps an ear to the ground, you figure out pretty quickly where those, you know, which companies have the new innovations, and they've got it there. You know, you can touch it, you can feel it, you can play with it. They've got the technical professionals. Another very nice thing about Expo is that these companies do bring the right people to talk to. You won't be just talking with the salespeople who can help you buy it. They've got the folks out there who actually help develop and design and research the products and can help you use it better to make more money with your cows.
Can you give us any anecdotes of some interesting things that have either happened or that people have seen when they've come to an expo, especially as it relates to the commercial exhibit area?
Well, the new ideas, you know, you never know what's going to be the hottest new idea of the year. And I think back to one of my first years working with World Dairy Expo, everybody was asking me in advance what's going to be the hottest thing out here. And back then, I would try and guess. And I was wrong. I was really wrong. One of that first or second year that I was on the job, the hottest thing that everybody was talking about was waterbeds for cows. It was brand new. It became front page news in just about every one of the dairy publications. And that's what you get at Expo. Yeah. You never know.
Is there, as you look at this one, and I know you can't divulge what the private companies are planning, but anything you might want to point out besides just the fact that we have the commercial exhibit area that people can look forward to when they come to the show? Any specifics? It doesn't even have to necessarily be the exhibits, but, you know, besides the show ring, having not been, anything else that people might be surprised to find when they get there?
Well, a lot of first-timers, as you will be, Chuck, are impressed with the show ring itself. because typically people who are on their first trip to Madison think of the cattle show as the cattle show. You've got sawdust and people sitting around, a couple people sitting around watching. Our cattle show is a little different. You see the colored shavings. You see elaborately decorated sets that fit the theme each year. And definitely, if you're even if you aren't planning on sitting and watching much of the show, take the time to step into the show ring and take a look. Back to the surprises. This year, I can tell you that one of the things that's a little bit off the beaten path that's going to be introduced at Expo is a product from Bowmatic, actually. Not one of their products that you can buy. They recently participated in the cable TV show Monster Garage and took a milk tanker truck and made it into a portable milking machine, like they do with all the Monster Garage products. It's going to be something to see, and that will be on display at Expo this year.
Wow, that sounds interesting. Well, we'll have a chance to do some more interviews probably as we get up to and through the show. Before we conclude this one, anything else we didn't touch on here that you'd want people to know about World Dairy Expo, especially as it relates to the commercial exhibit area and the awards and sponsored activities?
Come on out, wear comfortable shoes. There's a lot to see. There's a lot of companies that are out here with their new products. Plan on taking the time to see it all. I typically advise people who are making their first trip to take a look at the program in advance and mark out all your prime targets, the companies you absolutely must hit. If that's all you have is one day to do it, you may only get to see those folks. But stop and smell the roses along the way. You never know who you might run into as you're walking through the halls.
Great. Well, thank you very much. That's John Rossum, who is the sales manager for the World Dairy Expo. And with this report, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.